The Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. McManus, please.
7:41.
In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on January 16th, 2018, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times, posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, and the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school, and finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. McManus, may we please have a roll call, sir?
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Present.
Mrs. Brennan.
Present.
Mrs. Brooks.
Present.
Mrs. DeMurley.
Here.
Dr. Foy.
Present.
Mr. Malloy.
Here.
Mrs. Olasky.
Here.
Mrs. Rodaguda.
Here.
Ms. Grant.
Here. Thank you. Dr. Foy, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Malloy, would you serve as tonight's process guardian, please?
Sure will.
Thank you. Board of Education will go into executive session. We have two this evening. We will go into our first one at this time. Mr. McManus, can you please read the executive session statement, please?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, requires that all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12, Section B, sets forth nine types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12, Section B, to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any material, the disclosure of which constitutes an unwarranted invasion of individual privacy, such as any records, data, reports, recommendations, or other personal material of any educational, training, social service, medical help, custodial, child protection, rehabilitation, legal defense, welfare, housing, relocation, insurance, and similar program or institution operated by a public body pertaining to any specific individual admitted to or served by such institution or program, including but not limited to information relative to the individual's personal and family circumstances, and any material pertaining to admission, discharge, treatment, progress, or condition of any individual, unless the individual concerned, or in the case of a minor or incompetent as guardian, shall request in writing that the same be disclosed publicly. The nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is a hearing before the board pursuant to NJSA 18A, Section 37, 13-2, the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights Act. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the meeting shall convene and proceed with business. Now therefore be resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the affirmation subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Formal action will not be taken.
Thank you, Mr. McManus. I'm looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're now in executive session.
As a result of an agreement reached with the parents who had requested the hearing, action will be deferred until the next regular Board of Education meeting, and so no action will be taken this evening as a result of that agreement.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Madam President.
Moving on now to President's comments, I'd like to once again pass it back to Mr. Gagliardi. Talk about Facilities and Finance, Action Item 18FF-125, sir.
Yes, thank you. So placed before the board this evening is an addendum to the original agenda for the board to approve Nunk Pro Tunk, a transfer and payment of approximately $1.5 million from the General Fund 10 to the Depository Trust. This was a transfer that was executed in order to pay debt service in advance of the deadline provided for as a result of the bond that had been approved approximately 2 or 3 years ago. This transfer was effectuated because of a concern about whether or not the money in question would be received in a timely fashion from the township. The money was received and was received in a timely fashion, but that wasn't clear, as I think the board knows, members of the public know. There's been an ongoing dialogue for about 2 years with the township with regard to agreement on a schedule for payment, and while that agreement has been elusive, the payments in recent vintage have been timely, but that was not clear. As a result, this transfer was made so the board would not default on the bond payment. The nature of this transfer was communicated to the county office, and the county office said that it had no issue, but the board needs to act, and the board will be acting this evening to approve that transfer in a way that is consistent both with statute and with board policy. So it's recommended that the board take action to approve that transfer this evening. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Mr. Gagliardi. So I'd like to, at this moment, move action item 18-FF125, and I'm seeking a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Mrs. DeMerle?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
Mrs. Redagina?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment. Oh, one second. I'm going to back up 1 second, and we're going to go to the report of the superintendent of schools, Dr. Fyander.
Thank you. Our enrollment report equates to 1,266 students in the Clinton Township School District. The suspension report has 1 day out of school suspension for CTMS and 5 days out of school suspension for a CTMS student. I'd also like to officially enter into the record the congratulations for the following teachers who were named educators and educational service professionals of the year at Clinton Middle School: Robin Kiefer, teacher of the year; Mala Chakraborty, educational service professional of the year; at Round Valley, Jeff Shanklin, teacher of the year; and Greg James as the educational service professional; Patrick McGarren, Don Napoli, teacher of the year; Sarah Barber, educational service professional of the year; and at Spruce Run, Rainey Duell, teacher of the year; and Caitlin Vona, educational service professional of the year. Outstanding educators. They're featured in the Clinton Township newsletter for February. You can see their pictures and see some of the amazing things that they do, and we congratulate them.
Thank you, Dr. Fyander. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action items 18SU021 through 18SU023.
I'll move it.
Kevin?
Yep.
And a second, please?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Olasky. Any questions for Dr. Fyander this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Mrs. DeMerle?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
Mrs. Redagina?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow everyone to be heard in a very fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comments section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that the member of the public will have at the microphone if the Board of Education has an immediate answer to that question. That question will be answered at the conclusion of the public comments section. To the extent any other action is or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board this evening, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes. Seeing none, we'd like to then move on to first recognition of the public. The parameters that I mentioned for the public comment section on agenda items only apply here as well. If you'd like to address the board, please come to the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. Okay, seeing none, we'll then move on to the report of our business administrator, Mr. McManus. Sir, may we have your report, please?
Yes, just a correction, and each one of the board members received revised minutes, and that includes the fact that Mr. Bausch was our attorney, and he was present at the January 10th reorganization meeting. And secondly, on the minutes, had the last name wrong of the person in the recognition of the public, was Mrs. Rankin, and that'll be reflected in the updated minutes from the public.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action items 18BA 022 to action items 18BA 025.
Motion.
Motion, Dr. Foy. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Ms. Brooks, any questions for Mr. McManus this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brooks.
Yes.
Mrs. DeMurley.
Yes.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes, abstain on 022 for the January 10th, January 2018 reorganization.
Okay. Thank you. Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes, all, but I'm going to abstain on the executive session minutes from December 18th.
I will need to do that as well.
For the regular and the...
For both, actually. Okay. I don't know if I can do the second even. Can I?
You can okay. Second.
You can second it, abstain, yes. To part of it with the... so you want to, you're changing your vote?
I have to, because I was not at the December.
Mm-hmm. With the permission of the chair?
Yes.
The vote be recorded as changed.
Yes. Okay.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
Mrs. Radagza?
Yes.
Mrs. Brennan?
I'm going to abstain on the December 18th minutes.
Mrs. Radagza? Excuse me one second. Mrs. Radagza?
Oh,
I'm
yes,
sorry,
the organization. I apologize. The January 10th reorganization.
So she has to abstain from that one?
I need to abstain on that.
Yep. Thank you. Sorry, Mrs. Brennan.
Sorry about that.
No. I'm just going to abstain on the December 18th minutes and yes to the others.
And to the executive session.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I meant December total 18.
You got it?
And Ms. Green.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. Moving on to the reports of our committees. Our first committee is Facilities and Finance. Mr. Kevin Malloy is the chair of our Facilities and Finance. May we have your committee report, sir?
Certainly. The Facilities and Finance Committee has not met in person since our reorganization, mostly owing to my not being in the area. We have a meeting, I believe, tentatively scheduled for February 13. Apart from the one item already voted on, 9 remaining open items for Facilities and Finance, two items related to continuing or graduate education approval items, training approval for transportation, and authorization for those some of our students with IEP, cancellation of old outstanding checks that have not been cashed, and probably the one item that bears a little bit more explanation, we are applying for a waiver for the SEMI, Medicaid compliance. Basically, if you have more than 40 students in your district who are eligible for Medicaid, there is some compliance issues that the district is then forced to go through. By having less than 40 students, we are legally allowed to apply for a waiver. What this does is basically free us up from some compliance that moves at the speed of government. So with that, I will move FF 116 through 124.
Thank you. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Olowski. Any questions for Mr. Malloy this evening?
I have a question. The FF 119, the stale checks, do we usually cancel them at the date like of 17 of being so soon?
That's almost a year.
Okay,
I've seen that outstanding previous. For about 9 months, or okay. Excuse me, 11 months. And yeah, so we, in order to make the books match, yes,
that's okay. Any other questions for Mr. Malloy this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call?
Mrs. DeMerlin.
Yes.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski.
Yes.
Mrs. Redagata.
Yes.
Mrs. Brennan.
Yes.
No, Mrs.
Brooks.
Brennan.
Yes.
And Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion
passed. Can you hear him?
I know I can't hear tonight.
Can he speak into the microphone?
Yes.
We can't hear you down
we
here.
We can't hear you down here.
Can you just move the microphone a little
bit? Okay. I'll be louder.
Thank you.
No problem.
Moving on to our second committee report this evening, our personnel negotiations. Mrs. Olowski is the chair of that committee. Mrs. Olowski, may we have the report of your committee, please?
Yes. The personnel committee met once since the December board meeting and January reorganization meeting. We have 20 action items this month. Of note, there are 2 retirements, both at CTMS. There are 6 leaves of absence, 1 at Spruce Run / PMG, 4 at Round Valley, and 1 in the board office. There is 1 resignation at Spruce Run. There are 3 amendments to prior action items, 18-PN-019-030 and -168, to reflect a change to the start or end date of the leave of absence. There's 1 amendment to prior action item 18-PN-151 to reflect a change to the start date of employment. There's 1 amendment to prior action item 18-PN-124 to reflect a change in a classroom placement for a student teacher. There are 2 approvals for substitutes, 1 nurse aide and 1 custodian. There are multiple approvals for coaches for the 2018 spring sport season. There is 1 approval for the golf club advisor and 2 approvals for volunteer golf club chaperones for the 2017-18 school year. There is 1 approval for a music teacher to provide piano services at the CTMS choral concerts. There's an approval of employment of a part-time secretary to backfill a position at PMG. And last but certainly not least, there's an approval for basketball scorekeeper at CTMS for the 17-18 school year. With that, I'd like to put forth a motion for action items 18-PN-173 through -194.
Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. McLaughlin. Any questions for Mrs. Olowski this evening?
I just had a comment and a question. I just wanted to say I'm sad to see Mrs. Meehan and Mrs. Jacobson retiring. I know them both, and I appreciate all they've done for the district. And my question would be if we could recognize them at the end. Service. Of course.
Any other questions? You seeing none, maybe a roll call, please.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski.
Yes.
Mrs. Redagata.
Yes.
Mrs. Brennan.
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks.
Yes.
Mrs. DeMerle.
Yes.
And Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
We have an ad hoc committee called the Feasibility of Closing the School. That committee has nothing to report this evening. I'd like to move on to old business.
Skip PNC.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why we do spring training.
Yeah. I'm going to save you until now.
They did this so long tonight.
It is.
The Policy and Curriculum Committee has actually not met since reorganization, but we have welcomed a new member to our Brooks. We look forward to having our meeting in February. We have 2 action items this evening to put forth. 1 is the approval of biannual statement of assurance regarding the use of paraprofessional staff, and a field trip for our special education classes to go to the Huntington County Library. So with that being said, I'd like to move action item 18PC29 through 18PC30.
Thank you. Looking for a second, please?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Brooks. Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin this evening? Seeing none, may she have a roll call?
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Mrs. Rodagina.
Yes.
Mrs. Brennan.
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks.
Yes.
Mrs. DeMurley.
Yes.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. I'd like to move on to old business. This portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not a time to make personal statements. Rather, it's time to review topics that have been previously discussed and bring up old topics relative to business of the board. Does anybody have any old business? Mrs. McLaughlin?
I have two things. One is I wanted to let the new school board members know that the Hunterdon County School Boards Association will be sending you emails inviting you to attend professional development workshops. And our upcoming meeting is February 6th from 6 to 9. And the topic is regionalization, which is a hot topic in the county. So I welcome any board member who would like to go to attend with me. You should have gotten registration in your email. If you're not sure, send me an email and I will forward you my email. And then the second old business is I've been a huge proponent of having students come and present at our board meetings. I think it's the single most important thing we do as board members. And so I would like to know if we could perhaps create a calendar of presentations for the rest of the year.
Can I clarify what time we're supposed to come?
Absolutely.
7:30.
Okay. Because we had that discussion about we had
right,
talked
then
about
I, okay. Right, then I talked to board members.
Okay, so 7:30.
Anyone else? Seeing none, I'd like to move on to new business. Any board members would like to bring up some new business? Nope. Seeing none then, I'd like to open the floor to second recognition of the public. Same guidelines as I mentioned before regarding the other two public comment sections apply here. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. None will then close the floor. We will not have our second executive session this evening. I would like to look for a motion, please, to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Second.
Second, Mrs. McLaughlin.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Meeting is adjourned.